Good to talk to you this morning. We had some good news yesterday in terms of jobs. How's everything looking today?
Well, we got the weekly jobs report this morning, and so they're dwelling more into that. It's a mixed picture out there. We had weekly unemployment claims were up 18,000 to 409,000 people filing jobless claims this past week, which is not great, but it's not climbing rapidly. But we still have over 4 million people in the United States that are looking for a job, and we're paying them unemployment benefits. So we'll have to see how that goes going forward. It's just a long road ahead, but the main sector that's creating jobs is private sector. You know, last month they created almost 300,000 jobs, and the economists were expecting them to create only 100,000. So, you know, it's on the same course of getting away from manufacturing in the United States and going more to service sector. But what is interesting, we're seeing a lot out there yesterday, was I don't know if you watch the government, what's going on there, and they're spending their federal debt limit. They're talking a lot about that, and you're going to hear a whole lot more about it over the next few months, but the government is about to hit their spending limit of $14.3 billion. That's the amount of we're allowed to carry as debt in this country. And we have to raise that ceiling if we want to spend more money, and the government right now is needing to raise that ceiling because they figure we will be running out of our credit limit, per se, by the end of March. And so the lawmakers right now are pounding the tables trying to figure out how to do that because no one really wants to raise the debt ceiling.
But some of them don't want to cut spending either.
Exactly. So we're kind of stuck right there. We're trying to figure that out. But I'm sure they're going to raise the debt ceiling. But I did hear an interesting comment by a gentleman named Bill Gross. Bill Gross is one of the biggest bond managers out there. He runs a fund by PIMCO, and he's a very talented manager. And he came out and said, look, right now we're running $1 trillion a year in deficit spending, and if we do not get our act together and cut spending and start raising taxes, then our status as this nation is a AAA-rated nation on our debt. We're going to lose that. And what that's going to do is it's going to slow down growth in this nation. It's going to slow down wages, and we're going to end up having to pay more interest on everything because we're going to be a high-risk nation. We're paying $21 billion a month as a nation in just interest charges on our debt. So you can see what kind of burden that is on us. But good news out there, online sales and holiday sales, we're starting to get all the numbers out there, and they're looking good. Like Costco reported 6% sales increase over last year. Saks Fifth Avenue, which we don't have one of those, and I don't think we could afford to shop at one of those, most of us, but their sales were up 11% from last year. And the online sales, that was very, very impressive. Those were up 12% from last year. And Cyber Monday had the biggest Monday ever. It was over $1 billion in sales, so a bunch of us are sitting behind our computers at work buying our Christmas gifts. So we are seeing some bright spots out there. People are starting to spend again. I think one thing that everyone is going to see that we're watching very closely is banks. You know, as the government has really come down hard on them and what they can charge consumers and their debit card fees and the credit card fees, they're really starting to clamp down on them and saying, hey, you can't charge that much. So banks are going to try to figure out another way to make money. And so what I think you're going to see is no more free checking accounts, no more free savings account unless you have $50,000 there or a certain dollar amount. They're going to start charging everybody account fees again like they did 20 years ago. I don't know if you remember that. But
yeah, I do. I remember I had some money in the bank, and I didn't study it very much. After a few months, I know this was gone, taking it in fees.
Yeah, you start seeing like a $10 a month fee or whatever it is. But banks are starting to experiment with that again, and that's what's going to start happening, we believe. But, you know, banks have to be profitable to keep the doors open, so they're trying to figure out how to make money.
Well, that's it. And you talk about the taxes. If we raise the taxes, that's what the gentleman's argument was. We've got to raise taxes to get more money in there because we're so much in debt to pay down that debt. The other argument is we got at least half of those 4 million or whatever that are out of work working. There'd be taxes going in on those people would be paying payroll taxes and so on and other ways to we'd see that money coming into the federal trove better if we just got those jobs.
Oh, yeah, that's the whole key. If we can get those people jobs, then they're going to start paying taxes. And one of the big arguments that Democrats are having right now is they want to raise the taxes on the wealthy out there. Because the wealthy, they do pay most of the taxes because they make most of the money, but percentage-wise, they're paying a very low tax. If you know a gentleman named Berkshire Hathaway, who's a multi-billionaire. You know, he's up next to Bill Gates as far as wealth goes. And he mentioned once, he said, you know, I pay percentage-wise of my pay, I pay less percentage of my pay in taxes than my secretary does.
Yeah.
Because I've learned how to structure my pay and how to do it through the corporation, so I end up having to pay less percentage of taxes.
Yep. I'd like him to pay my taxes, but I just don't know if it's fair to him, really, when you look at it. He built up a company, and now I'm making him take care of me.
Yes, that is true. But, you know, this is one of those things. We'll figure it out.
All right, Mark, we appreciate your report. Anything else today?
No, sir. It's a quiet day. The market looks like it'll open up again. So far, the first week of January is looking great.
That's what we need, buddy. Thank you.
Take care.
That's Mark Myers, Stern, AG, and Leach. That's the company. You can talk to Mark or John Taylor at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And the phone number to reach Mark is 782-2527, 479-782-2527. And his email address is mmyers@sternag.com. And I believe I have this right, M-M-Y-E-R-S at sternag.com.